Well, Mother Nature can't keep us down or hold us back from playing baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. About a 35-minute delay due to some weather in the area, but we are set and ready to go here on a very dreary Sunday afternoon in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Ballers and Mudcats will get it going in the series finale here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Lodi, bringing you the action, as always, live from Kannapolis. Ballers, winners of four straight here at Atrium Health Ballpark against the Carolina Mudcats. The righty Jared Kelly will get the start today for the Ballers. He is 0-4 with a 4.36 ERA, making start number 12 on the year. It is the righty from Refugio, Texas. He will get the start today in the series finale against the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Henry Mendez, the right fielder, will lead things off here in the top of the first inning. No score, obviously. We are getting set and ready to go here for some baseball on Super Splash Day Part 2. We didn't even need to pull out the water balloons or the water guns or anything like that. It's already a little wet and drippy out here today. Jared Kelly, we'll see what kind of drip he's got out there. First pitch of the ball game at 135 on the dot. 70 degrees out here. It's a little chillier for a mid-July ball game. Pitch is delivered at 135 outside. 1-0 is your count. Kelly's 1-0 is off the plate to Henry Mendez. Now 2-0 at 94 miles an hour from the righty Jared Kelly. Again, a top 10 prospect in the White Sox system is Jared Kelly. 0-4 with a 4.36 ERA. In 33 innings, he's got 30 punch-outs as the 2-0 tapped weakly up the middle, played by the shortstop Sanchez. He can't quite get there. It will be a base hit for Henry Mendez to lead things off top of the first inning. Mendez on base. It'll send it to Zach Robbie, the second baseman. Tough play for Wilbur Sanchez at shortstop to make. He was coming in to make the play, and now he will have a runner on and one out, no out for Zach Robbie. Decent lead at first base for Mendez. Mendez, Robbie, and Caro in the order. First pitch swung on, fouled back. 0-1 your count. Now on Zach Robbie. On deck is Jefferson Caro. Jackson Chorio, the DH today. He is batting cleanup. Batting fifth is Edbert Perez, the center fielder. Gene Carmona, third baseman, will bat sixth in the order for Victor Estevez and the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 from Kelly. Swung on, grounded to short. Sanchez plays it. He'll throw to second for one, and that's all he'll get. It'll be a fielder's choice. Zach Robbie reaching first base safely. It's a 6-4 put out of Henry Mendez, the first out of the first inning. It'll send it to Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Caro, the catcher, will dig in. 7-8-9 in the order for the Mudcats. Oswald Leonis, the left fielder, will bat seventh. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will bat eighth. And batting ninth will be the shortstop, Jeremy Vargas. All against Jared Kelly, the 20-year-old, 6'3", 245-pound righty from Refugio, Texas. Second round of pick in 2020 by the White Sox. First pitch grounded foul by Jefferson Caro. 0-1 is your count. Kelly has made one start against these Mudcats back in late May over at Five County Stadium. Earned the loss, 2 2/3, 3 runs on 2 hits. 1 walk and 2 punch-outs. He gave up a home run in that ballgame to rehabbing Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. Pitch lifted high and foul by Jefferson Caro, now 0-2. Caro, number 6 overall prospect in the Brewers organization. Listed in the roster at 5'10", 165 pounds is the 19-year-old. Born October the 8th of 2002. Kelly's 0-2 offering to Caro. Grounder to third base. Westcath makes a stabbing play to second for one. On to first. It's a inning-ending double play here in the top of the first inning. 5-4-3 ground out. That concludes matters in the top of the first inning. So a 5-4 ground out puts Robbie out at second. Caro out on a 5-4-3. We'll send it out bottom first here in Kannapolis on a wet and dreary series finale. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilbur Sanchez lead things off bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers against the righty Alexander Cornhill. First pitch is a bunt attempt from Wilbur Sanchez. He misses it. 0-1 is your count. Sanchez, Kath, and Colby Smelly due up here in the bottom of the first inning. Alexander Cornhill, second start of the week. He'll deliver the pitch. It's swung on a miss by Sanchez. 0-2, now your count. La Chispa will lead things off. Kath on deck, Smelly in the hole. DJ Gladney, first baseman, will add fourth. As Sanchez Sanchez cuts on the 0-2, lifts it high and foul. Another one coming at 0-2. Gladney, the first baseman, will add fourth in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth will be Andy Atwood, second baseman. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, will bat sixth. Logan Glass, the center fielder, will bat seventh. 0-2 cut on and foul, though, off by Wilbur Sanchez. 0-2 count. Glass, center fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth is the right fielder in Misael Gonzalez. Nick Thornquist, catcher, will bat ninth. 0-2 is up and away on Sanchez. 1-2 now. Alexander Corneal on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 4-7 with a 4.16 ERA, making his 13th start on the year as the righty. 1-2 fouled off by La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez will keep it at 1-2. Second start this week for Alexander Corneal. The righty, 6'2", 180-pound, 20-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He started back on July the 4th. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 5 walks, and 7 punch-outs. 1-2 grounded to third base. Making the play is Carmona. He'll fire to first in time for out number one. It's a 5-3 ground out for Wilbur Sanchez. Wes Kath, third baseman, will now dig in. Wes Kath, third baseman, will dig in for the Ballers. Second in the order out of Scottsdale, Arizona, Desert Mountain High School product. Corneal on the bump will deliver the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 1-0 count. Left to right in the outfield today for Carolina, Leonis, Perez, and Mendez. Carmona, Vargas, Robbie, and Chirinos left to right in the infield. As Kath lifts the 1-0 high in the air and foul ground. Chasing after it is the left fielder, Leonis. He's not going to get there in time. 1-0 now moves to 1-1. Behind the plate is Jefferson Caro for the righty Alexander Corneal. Here on a dreary series finale at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats wrapping up their six-game set. 1-1 upstairs, now 2-1 on West Kath. Behind the plate today is Steve Craze, Trey Jester out of the base paths here for the series finale. 2-1 count, here's the pitch. Just a bit low and inside to Kath. We'll move now 3-1. Again, a wet and dreary day out here. We had a whole bunch of rain here this morning. Only delayed about 35 minutes, though. Underway just after 1:30. Kath cuts on the 3-1, lifts it in the air into shallow center. After it is the shortstop Vargas. He'll call everyone off and make the grab. Four out number two. Looks like he lost it a little bit in the sky. Nonetheless, P6 in the book for the second out of the first inning. Then we'll send it to Colby Smelly. Colby Smelly will dig in the DH. Two down, nobody on, bottom of the first inning. Ballers and Mudcats just trying to get some baseball in today. Pitch is off the plate and it's behind the catcher in Caro. 1-0 count now on the Tuscaloosa, Alabama native in Colby Smelly. 1-0 count, here's the pitch from Corneal. It's up and on the inside part of the zone. 1-1 your count. Corneal losing his footing out there on the bump. Again, rain continuing to come down here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's only getting a little heavier here as well now. 1-1 up and in on Smelly, now 2-1. Most of the rain is past us by now here at Atrium Health Ballpark. However, just nothing but rain in the forecast today. 2-1, big swing and a miss, now 2-2. Just trying to get this baseball game at least started. You got to get it started somehow. From there, we'll figure it out. 2-2. Swung on, fouled off by Smelly. Another one coming at 2-2. And a four-hit night back on Friday night. Last night, not quite as good, but still very effective from Colby Smelly. 2-2. Swung on, fouled off again by Smelly. Another one coming at 2-2. Ball boy getting some work in today. On deck is DJ Gladney, first baseman. Bottom of the first, still scoreless, 2-2 pitch. Grounder to second base, Robbie moves to his left. He'll field fire and retire to first base for a 4-3 ground out. Colby Smelly out. 1-2-3 inning, bottom of the first inning, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats are in the series finale. Top second headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top second in Atrium Health Ballpark. Jackson Jorio will lead things off against Jared Kelly. Wasting no time. Takes the first pitch. Grounds it over to first base. Steps on the bag. Does DJ Gladney. One pitch, one out here in the second inning. Jackson Jorio out on a 3-U in my book. They'll send it now to Hedbert Perez, the center fielder. Still scoreless on a wet and dreary day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The rain continuing to come down here in Kannapolis in the series finale. A bit of a cold front coming through here. As Hedbert Perez will dig in for his first at-bat of the day. First pitch from the righty Kelly of the at-bat. Another ground to the third. DJ Gladney with a backhanded stop. Throw gets loose past the catcher, though, in Jared Kelly. And is a E3 on the throw. Gladney makes a nice play. It is a E3, though, allowing Hedbert Perez to reach base safely. Now one on and one out for Gene Carmona, the third baseman. Good backhanded stop by DJ Gladney, but the throw is errant as Jared Kelly was covering the base. Just got behind the pitcher. Jared Kelly covering the bag. So now one on, one out for Gene Carmona, the switch hitting third baseman. First pitch from Kelly is outside. 1-0 your count. Looked like a change up from the righty. Kelly, a four pitch mix guy. Four seam, two seam, change up and a slider. Contrary to popular belief around some of the scouting reports, he does not have a curveball. 1-0 is low now, 2-0 on Gene Carmona. Carmona, 6'1", 183-pound switch hitter. San Juan de la Maguana, Dominican Republic native. Had the plate against Jared Kelly, his first at-bat of the day. Here's the pitch. Liner up the middle. Sanchez makes the play. Fires to first. It's a double play to end the inning. Again, what a play. Wilbur Sanchez catches L6 on Gene Carmona for the second out. And then a 6-3 put out of Hedbert Perez, who is doubled off on the bag. A very unconventional 1-2-3 inning sends us. Bottom of the second. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Middle of the order due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the second inning, DJ Gladney will lead things off. Andy Atwood and Benjamin Bailey will follow in the order. Cornell's first pitch of the bottom of the second inning is cut out and missed. 0-1 is your count. Again, Gladney, Atwood, and Bailey due up in the order. Alexander Cornell on the bump will deliver the 0-1. Fastball just a bit low, but in the zone. 0-2 your count. Good pitch from the righty Cornell, who's having trouble finding his footing out there on the bump. Again, the rain coming down a little heavy today here at Atrium Health Ballpark, but we're still trying to get this game underway. 0-2, lifted eye and foul by Gladney. Heads up over there near gate 1. We'll do another one at 0-2. Wasting no time is Corneal, 0-2. Upstairs on Gladney now, 1-2. Still a good crowd on hand despite the terrible weather here today. Enjoying a nice day for baseball. Even some folks out in the right field bar. 1-2. Swung and missed for strike three. DJ Gladney down on strikes. Four out at number one of the second inning. That'll send it to Andy Atwood, second baseman. Andy Atwood, second baseman, will dig in. Pitch is up and in on Atwood. 1-0 count. Benjamin Bailey awaiting on deck. Atwood with his second home run of the year last night. 1-0 just a bit inside on the inside corner. 1-1 now. One one from Corneal. Big swing and a miss from Atwood. 1-2 now. Atwood, a free agent signee a couple weeks ago by the White Sox. He had been spending time with the Great Falls Voyagers. Former rookie league affiliate of the White Sox. 1-2 popped up at foul by Atwood. Both Atwood and Hunter Dollander, prospects. Picked up out of the Great Falls Voyagers lineup. 1-2 up and in on Atwood. We'll do another one at 2-2. Rain continuing to fall here at Atrium Health Ballpark. There's a big old water slide out in center field. All kinds of fun going on today. Pre-game as well. 2-2. Liner over the head of the first baseman, Chirinos, into right field for a base knock. Andy Atwood reaches base safely with a single to lead his day off. A one-out bloop into right field. One on and one out now for Benjamin Bailey. Bailey will dig in. One on and one out. Ballers pick up their first hit of the day. It is Andy Atwood producing with a single here with one out in the inning. Corneal's first pitch to Bailey upstairs. 1-0 count. Looks like Corneal lost the handle on a fastball. Bailey is 6'4". That pitch was probably about 7'2", though. 1-0 count on Bailey. Batting 200 on the year just at the Mendoza line. 1-0. Swung on, lifted high, and fouled by Bailey. Another one coming at 1-1. Logan Glass, center fielder, waiting on deck. Atwood, the runner at first with a good lead. Corneal on the bump on the third base side of the rubber. 1-1. Just a bit outside and a bit low. We're doing it at 2-1 again. Starting to get a little heavier now as far as the rain. Atrium Health Ballpark. If it gets any heavier, I might have to take my window down and take off the crowd mic. 2-1. Lifted high and foul, heads up in section 101 as Bailey puts a liner over there. Another one coming at 2-2. Electronics and wet don't mix. So if I hop off the broadcast for a second or an extended second, you know why. 2-2 fouled off. Another one coming at 2-2. Today would not be a good day to do my idea, which is one day I'm going to go down into that handicap space down in section 106. Of course, there's not a, as long as there's no fans down there. Set up a table and broadcast where all the action's happening. 2-2, lifted high and foul by Bailey. Good fight at the plate. Another one coming at 2-2. This will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat. Corneal on the bump. 1 1/3 inning so far. 1 strikeout. Pitch count is getting up there, though. He's already at 35. Here's a 2-2. Another one lifted high and foul. Good battle at the plate. Time called. Benjamin Bailey's going to go grab some sticky stuff as the bat's starting to get a little wet. You got to deal with it sometimes. Jeremy Niebusch, trainer for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, helping out Benjamin Bailey. 2-2 count, one out, bottom second still scoreless. Each side just has one hit. 2-2 count, just one out in the inning. Here's the pitch. Runner fakes going. Swing and a miss by Bailey for strike two, for strike three. Out number two in the inning. Cornell picks up his second punch out of the night. That'll send it to Logan Glass, center fielder. Logan Glass will dig in. Mustang, Oklahoma native. 22nd round pick in 2019. As the rain just continues to pound down here at Atrium Health Ballpark, it's only getting heavier. First pitch swung on and lifted high in the air left field. Going back is Leonis on the warning track. He'll camp on her to make the grab. Four out number three. Deep F7 in the book for Logan Glass. Third out of the second inning is had. But top of the third headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Seven, eight, nine, due up in the order. Top of the third inning, Jared Kelly back out of the bump for the Ballers here on a dreary day at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch is off the plate. 1-0 count now on Oswald Leonis. Chirinos and Vargas will follow in the order. Top of the third inning, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Just one hit aside here on this wet and dreary day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Here's the 1-0 from the righty, Jared Kelly. Lifted in the air left field after it is Benjamin Bailey. He takes a step back, but he'll just drift to his right and make the grab. Four out number one. It's a F7 in the book for Oswald Leonis, the left fielder. That'll send it now to Jesus Chirinos, first baseman. Super splash day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. I don't think we need much help with that. It is coming down hard here today. First pitch swung on and missed by Chirino. So it won your cap. If you're up in the Kinetic Club today, hey, that's the spot to be. The buffet, you're staying dry in the AC, enjoying baseball. No one. Bit off the plate is now 1-1. Nobody in the Cannonballers dugout is out on the railing. They're all underneath in the overhang, trying to stay dry. 1-1 from the righty. Swung on, fouled off. 1-2 count now on Chirinos. Vargas, the shortstop on deck. Kelly so far, 2 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. Still pretty solid outing from the righty. 1-2 in the dirt and a bit outside. It is not a strike. We'll do another one at 2-2. Chirinos digging in for the Mudcats. 6 foot righty bat from Bacaquero, Venezuela. 2-2 pitch. Just a bit low and outside again from Jared Kelly. Count will run full. Three, two, count, one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jared Kelly picks up his first punch out of the day. It's Jesus Chirinos cutting and missing at strike three for the second out of the third inning. That'll send it to the nine-hole man, Jeremy Vargas. First pitch to Vargas from Kelly. Lifted high and foul. We'll do 1-0-1. Just had our super splash inning here. Last half inning at the end of the second. Had an end of the third inning. Everybody tossing water balloons and water guns and the hoses. All kinds of fun stuff. 0-1 cut on the mist. 0-2. If you don't want to get wet, this is not the day to be at Atrium Health Ballpark. I know some people really don't like to get wet. Not your day. 0-2. Just a bit low and outside to Vargas from Jared Kelly. 1-2 count. Of course, my good friend and Trevor Wilt running the show around here. 1-2 pitch from Kelly. Fastball just a bit low and outside on a two-seam. 2-2 count. Henry Mendez, top of the order, the right fielder on deck. Kelly kicking his cleats at the spikes on the mound, trying to get some footing. Both sides are just one hit apiece here today. 2-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Check swing of the plate. He does not go around. It's in the dirt and low. 3-2 now the count. Again, Mendez, the right fielder on deck at the top of the order. 3-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Jared Kelly. Swung on hard ground to the third. Westcath, the backhanded throw. He will make the play and throw to first in time. Four out, number three. 5-3 ground out. And Westcath concludes matters here in the third inning. Three consecutive 1-2-3 innings for Jared Kelly on the bump. Pretty solid work from the righty. We'll set it now into the bottom of the third. Ballers and Mudcats are scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Play made on the first pitch of the bottom of the third inning. Misael Gonzalez loops a little pitch, and it's caught by the catcher in a Jefferson Caro. What a play behind the dish by Caro. Gonzalez out quickly. One pitch, one out. It'll send it to Nick Thornquist, the catcher. Bottom third, scoreless game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thornquist will dig in the Billings Montana native, former UTSA Roadrunner. Bottom third, Wilbur Sanchez on deck. Again, scoreless ball game. Both sides are just one hit apiece. You're on a wet and dreary day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sanchez, the shortstop, on deck for Thornquist, his first game of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Rain continuing to fall over the heads of everyone here at the ballpark in Kannapolis. A couple other games going on, though, in the Carolina League. Most of them haven't gotten underway, but there are a couple that have. First pitch up and away on Thornquist, 1-0 count. A couple of doubleheaders as well. Some weather in the area last night, providing a little bit of fun. Pitch low and inside on the 1-0 to Thornquist, now 2-0. Greensboro. Greensboro's our good friends, though. It's Merity Baseball ownership. Thornquist cuts on the 2-0, pops it up into center field. Who's got it? Looks like Perez will call everyone off. He will make the play. Ball actually drifting towards center field. It looked like he was headed towards left center. However, drifting over, making the grab in center is Perez. It's an F8 in the book. Two down now in the second inning for Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop. Augusta and Charleston are TBD today. We were TBD for a little bit. However, we got underway about 1:35. Doubleheader in Delmarva with the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Pitch low and inside to Sanchez, 1-0. Delivery from a Cordial in there, 1-1. Bottom third, scoreless here. Top of the third in Fredericksburg, 1-0 your score. Pitch low and outside, 1-1 now, 2-1 on Wilbur Sanchez. West Cath, third baseman on deck. Two down, bottom third. Cornhill still out of the bump, his third inning of action. He's already pitched once this week. He's back out there. This will be his eighth inning in a total of work. Sanchez cuts on the 2-1, pops it up shallow center. After it is, Robbie Hill Kemp under it and make the grab. Four out, number three. It's a P4 in the book. The third out of the third inning. That'll send us into the fourth. Still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We are already a third of the way through this ball game in a wet and dreary Sunday afternoon here at the ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
That was a good point.
Top of the fourth, Jared Kelly's first pitch. Top of the order, Hendry Mendez here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch is off the plate. 1-0 now to the leadoff batter in Hendry Mendez. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-1 now. Mendez, Robbie, and Jefferson Caro, two up in the order. Scoreless game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, just two hits total, one for either side here in the series finale at the ballpark. 1-1 from Kelly. Off speed, swung on, foul tip to the plate by Mendez. 1-2 count. Kelly in his fourth inning of action, doing pretty stinking good as far as the pitch count goes. Sitting at just below 30 pitches. This will actually be pitch number 31 here in the inning. 1-2 on the way from Kelly. Just a bit upstairs. We'll do another one at 2-2. Kelly's longest outing on the year is four innings. He almost certainly eclipsed that today. Normally going about 60 pitchers or so. He's about halfway through that. 2-2. Bit outside. Now count runs full. Kelly has not walked anybody yet today. Three innings of shutout baseball. No walks, one hit, one strikeout. Full count, nobody out. Here's the pitch to Mendez. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. It is a strikeout to lead off the fourth inning. First out of the fourth inning, Hendry Mendez is Jared Kelly's second punch-out victim of the day. Zach Robbie, second baseman, will dig in. Robbie reaching on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Mendez, the right fielder, going down on strikes. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air, right field, right at the right fielder in Misael Gonzalez. He will move to his left a little bit and make the grab for out number two. It's a F9 in the book. 4-2 down now. Robbie is now 0-4-2. That'll send it to Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Carroll dig in. Here's the pitch from Kelly. Fastball in there, 0-1. Jackson Chorio, DH, awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Series finale. Ballers have won four straight. Looking to make it five today. 0-1, big swing and a miss. Now 0-2. Of course, we're keeping an eye on the Myrtle Beach and Columbia game today. That'll get going about 5:05 down at Segra Park in Columbia. Fireflies, one game lead on the Ballers in the South Division here in the second half. Pitch lifted high and foul in the 0-2 by Caro. Another one coming at 0-2. 5:05 start for Columbia and Myrtle Beach. Everyone else about set to get underway, or they'll get a doubleheader going real soon as the 0-2 lifted in the air. Center field right at the center fielder in Logan Glass. He'll camp under it and make the grab. Four out at number three. F8 in the book for the third out. That concludes matters here as Jared Kelly. Four innings, all 1-2-3 innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break. Top the bottom of the fourth on the way. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Wes Kath, Colby Smelly, DJ Gladney due up bottom of the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. One hit aside, it's scoreless here in today's ball game. The pitch is outside. 1-0 count now on the Scottsdale, Arizona native in Wes Kath. Kath last time up, a pop out to the shortstop in Vargas as he cuts on the pitch and lifts it in the air center field. After it is Perez as it in the Aaron has it in his hands. Four out, number one. Looks like he didn't quite know where the ball was. It's a tough one here today with the rain coming down. Nonetheless, Colby Smelly will dig in now. One out in the inning. Smelly, the DH, will dig in. A ground out back in the first inning. Corneal on the bump, his fourth inning of action. Pitch off the plate. 1-0 count now on Smelly. As for the rest of the lead, bottom third, Fredericksburg up 1-0. Fayetteville trailing 1-0. Bottom of the first inning over at Seger Stadium to the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch off the is swung on, fouled off. 1-1 count. Battle of the Birds over at Seger Stadium. Bottom first, Fayetteville down 1-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. They'll get going in a TBD situation in Charleston. Augusta and Charleston underway. Pitch inside, 2-1 now to Smelly. Get a 3:35 scheduled doubleheader between Delmarva and Salem. 2-1 up and in on Smelly, even now at 3-1. Doubleheader between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. 3:35 scheduled 7-inning doubleheader. And a 5:05 start scheduled for Columbia. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch from Corneal. Fastball upper part of the zone. Now count runs full on Colby Smelly. DJ Gladney, first baseman, waiting on deck. Here on a very dreary Super Splash Day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2. Swung on, lifted in the air, and it'll drop in right field for a base knock. Colby Smelly, second hit of the ball game for the Ballers. It's a one-out single here in the fourth inning. He is on base. It'll send it to DJ Gladney, the first baseman. DJ Gladney will dig in, 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Corneal's got two punch-outs through 3 1/3. Gladney's slightly open stance. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. 0-1 count. Gladney, the Oak Park, Illinois native, grew up in South Chicago. Grew up a White Sox fan, was part of the White Sox ace program from 2013 to 2018. 0-1. Fastball in there, 0-2. Gladney team leader in home runs with 15. He's got 48 RBIs as well, picking up one last night. The Ballers' big 8-5 victory. They put up 6 runs in the 8th inning. 0-2, swing and a miss for strike 3. DJ Gladney is out on strikes for the second time today. 2 down, runner on for Andy Atwood. Smelly at first base has a base hit. Andy Atwood, the other man with a base hit today. Single back in the second inning. Pitch from Corneal. Up and in, but called a strike by Steve Craze, our home plate umpire. 0-1 count. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, is on deck. 0-1 count, 2 down, still scoreless. Atwood cuts on the 0-1 and misses. 0-2. Rain continuing to fall here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's starting to move a little sideways now. Almost out towards left. 0-2, grounder to second base. Robbie makes a clean play. He'll fire to first in time. 4 out, number 3. It's a 4-3 ground out. Andy Atwood now 1-for-2 on the day. That concludes the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still scoreless here between the Mudcats and the Ballers. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. All right. Number one prospect in the Brewers organization, Jackson Jorio, will lead things off. First pitch is a bit outside. Now, Owen, it is a 1-0 cap. Jared Kelly back out in the bump, his fifth inning of action. He is now in his longest tenure of a ball game as the 1-0 to Jorio popped up high and foul. 1-1 now the count. Jorio, last time up for the Brewers number one prospect. He grounded out to DJ Gladney over at first base. Jared Kelly can get one out here in this inning. He would set a new season high, longest outing. 1-1 just a bit inside. 2-1 now to Jackson Jorio, batting a scorching 320. 12 homers, 44 RBIs for the 18-year-old, born in 2004. Maracaibo, Venezuela product as he lifts the 2-1 high in the air right field. After it is Misael Gonzalez, warning track. He's running out of room, and he makes the grab just shy of the wall. F9 of the book, Jackson Jorio now 0-2. You don't see that hardly often, but first out of the fifth inning is had for Jared Kelly on the bump. It'll send it to Hedbert Perez, the center fielder. Perez will dig in last time up, reaching on an error. Of course, the baller is picking up an error back in that second inning. Hard grounder to second, gets past the diving Atwood and into right center field for a base knock. Edbert Perez is on base for the second time today with a one-out single here in the fifth inning. Jared Kelly allows just his second hit of the ball game. It'll send it to Gene Carmona, the switch-hitting third baseman. Carmona on a line-out back in the second inning. Third baseman for the Carolina Mudcats out of the Brewers organization. Kelly's pitch. In the dirt, gets past the catcher Thornquist, headed to second on the play. Will be Hedbert Perez to go down as a wild pitch for Jared Kelly. Headed to second base is Perez. Now runner in scoring position for the first time today. 1-0 count, one down. Top of the fifth inning, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's a chilly, drizzly, wet day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Nonetheless, we're playing baseball. 1-0, Kelly takes a peek. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, another one coming at 2-0 on Gene Carmona. Carmona acquired as a free agent back on June the 16th by the Milwaukee Brewers. Spent 2021 with the Aberdeen Ironbirds and the Delmarva Shorebirds out of the Baltimore Orioles organization. Kelly takes a peek at second. 2-0 just a bit out off the plate. 3-0 now on Gene Carmona. Oswald Leonis, left fielder, awaiting on deck. 3-0 count, top of the fifth inning. Kelly will come set on the bump. Glove the waist, 3-0. Low and inside, ball four. It's the first walk of the day for Jared Kelly. As taking a free pass will be Carmona. He reaches base for the first time today. 2-1, one out now for Oswald Leonis, the left fielder. Jared Kelly on the bump trying to get some footing, as, of course, footing very important as a pitcher. Here the wet and dreary day. Looks like the rain has started to slow up a little bit here at the ballpark. Still very overcast, kind of a gray day. Good day to be a kind of a couch potato, should I say. Pitch low and inside. 1-0 now to Leonis. Kelly just shy of 50 pitches so far. As it looks like Jesus Valles, the righty, going out to the bullpen to get loose. 1-0 count, one out. Kelly on the bump, takes the peek at second. He'll deliver the 1-0. Swung on, weak grounder to first. DJ Gladney is going to have to charge in. He'll play on it and make the grab. Four out at number two. It's a 3-U putout of Oswald Leonis, who's now 0-2 on the day. Runners now at second and third, though, as Perez advancing to third and Carmona to second. 2-1, two out for Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos last time up a strikeout. Back in the third, one of only two punch-out victims on the day for Jared Kelly. Pitch lifted high and foul. 0-1 now the count. Wind blowing in from left field here in this top half of the fifth inning. It's been kind of swirling all day. Mudcats with two runners in scoring position. 0-1. Line to second base. What a leaping grab at second by Andy Atwood. Play made at second by Andy Atwood on a hard line drive. 108 mile an hour exit velocity off the bat of Jesus Chirinos. That will conclude the top of the fifth inning. Bottom five headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Still scoreless here in Kannapolis. Benjamin Bailey, Logan Glass, Misael Gonzalez due up bottom of the fifth inning here in Kannapolis. It is a scoreless ball game here on the series finale. Cornell back out on the bump. First pitch of the inning is up and in on Bailey. 1-0 is your count. How did you get a pitch that high to Benjamin Bailey? He's 6'4". That pitch was easily about 7'6". Pitch would have hit Yao Ming in the head, but Benjamin Bailey, not quite that tall. 1-0. Swung on, fouled off. 1-1 count down on Bailey. Bailey Glass in, Misael Gonzalez due up bottom five. Again, still scoreless, searching for our first run of the ballgame. Both sides just a combined four hits. Two hits each as Bailey cuts on the 1-1 and fouls it off. 1-2 count now. Bailey last time up, a strikeout in the second. One of only three punch-out victims on the day for Cornell. Cornell's 1-2. Just a bit low and outside. 2-2 now. Looks like there is an arm starting to get a little loose out there. Looks like that might be Jacob Rostowski for the Carolina Mudcats, the lefty. 2-2 from Cornell. Popped up in the air into shallow right field. After it is Mendez. He'll come in a couple steps and make the grab. Four out number one. It's a F9 in the book for the first out. That'll send it to Logan Glass, center fielder. Logan Glass, a fly out to left field back in the second inning. If he got about 10 or 15 more feet on the pitch, probably would have had a home run. Cornell on the bump, Glass at the plate. Jesus Valles getting loose out there. As Glass cuts on the first pitch, lifts it in the air right field again. Mendez, the right fielder, in towards the corner, out near towards the tarp. Makes the grab for out number two. It's an F9 in the book for the second batter in a row. Logan Glass and Benjamin Bailey going back to back. Not quite a Drake song. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, will dig in. Misael Gonzalez popping out in the third inning. Gonzalez batting just a measly 177. Not quite been his best start on the year. Pitch is in there, 0-1 on the inside corner. Misa, the Bayamon Puerto Rico native. 0-1. A bit low, but in there, 0-2. Home plate umpire and Steve Cray is calling that a strike. Time call to the play by Misa. Our lovely groundskeeper and Mr. Tim Siegel laying down some fresh dirt, I guess you could call it, on the mound and at the batter's boxes. 0-2. A little outside. 1-2 now. Laying some fresh dirt out there in the batter's boxes and on the mound. Just trying to help matters out. 1-2 count. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Bit low and out off the plate. 2-2 now on Misa. On deck is Nick Thornquist, the catcher. Getting his first action of the week here today is Thornquist. Torres and Smelly splitting duties the rest of the week. 2-2. Lifted eye and foul. Heads up on the concourse. And looks like a young fan out there with a glove can't make the grab. Cal remain 2-2. Misa holding the bat over the plate. 2-2, just a bit low and inside. Count will run full on Misa. Thornquist, the catcher, still waiting. Cornell's pitch count up to about 75 pitches here. 3-2, swung on, fouled off by Misa off his own foot. That can't feel good. We'll keep it at 3-2 and do it again. Cornell's 3-2 offering. Fastball right down Broadway for strike three. Misael Gonzalez kicks his bat in frustration. 1-2-3 inning here ends the fifth. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the sixth inning, it's Jesus Valles, 6'3", 378-pound, 24-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela. Pitch in there, 0-1 now on Jeremy Vargas. He'll be followed in the order by Mendez and Robbie. Top of the sixth, no score here on a dreary day at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1 is up and in on Vargas, 1-1 count. Valles again, 6'3", 178-pound, 24-year-old, 5-1 with a 4.01 ERA on the year in 2022. Here with Kannapolis, he's 2-0 with a 2.65 ERA. 1-1 is cut on a miss. 1-2 now on Jeremy Vargas. 2-0 with a 2.65 ERA. This is his fifth appearance on the year. He has made one start. 17 innings, he's got 13 punch-outs. 1-2, grounded to third. Westcath makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out at number one. It's a 5-3 ground out for Jeremy Vargas. Second time he's done that today. We'll send it to Henry Mendez, the right fielder. Mendez 1-for-2 on the day with a single back in the first inning. Leadoff batter for the Carolina Mudcats, rocking the gold Evo Shield. Valles on the bump, will deliver the first pitch, up and away. 1-0 count now on Mendez. Valles last appearing back on July the 3rd at Down East. 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 5 punch outs. 1-0 a bit low and inside now, 2-0. Robbie, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Rain continuing to fall here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Hard grounded to first. DJ Gladney has some trouble making the play. He'll make the play. Fire to first. It is in time. Four out number two. It's a 3-1 put out of Henry Mendez. Good play by Jesus Valles to go over and cover first base in time. DJ Gladney making the play. It is a 3-1 put out. It'll send it to Zach Robbie, the second baseman. Robbie, the native of Forest Lake, Minnesota, 8th round pick in 2021 by the Milwaukee Brewers, former Minnesota Golden Gopher. Pitch from Valles, just a bit off the plate, but in there, 0-1. Valles with a deep breath. He has an 0-1 count on Robbie, top of the 6th inning. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air, right field. Misael Gonzalez will camp under it. He's going to move to his left, and he'll make the grab. Four out, number three. It's an F9 in the book. Third out. That'll send it down to the bottom of the sixth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the sixth here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats are scoreless. Corneal back out of the bump. His sixth inning of action. Pitch up and away on Thornquist. 1-0 count. Corneal on the bump back out there for yet another inning of action. 1-0 inside corner. 1-1. Now you're counting on Thornquist. Last time up, the former UTSA Roadrunner with a fly out to center field. Back in the third inning. 1-1. Lifted high and foul down the right field line. Another one coming in 1-2 on Nick Thornquist. Wilbur Sanchez and Wes Kath will follow in the order. Bottom six, Ballers and Mudcats doing business here in the series finale here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a dreary and overcast and wet day. 1-2, just a bit outside to Thornquist. Now even at 2-2. Sanchez on deck, Corneal on the bump. 2-2. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking. Second straight punch out for Corneal. Thornquist down on strikes for the first down. He's now 0 for 2 on the day. Corneal has retired his last six that have stepped to the plate. That'll send Wilbur Sanchez up with nobody on and one down. First pitch to Sanchez, low inside corner. 0-1 count now on La Chispa. Kath, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. Here's the 0-1 from Corneal. Grounded up the middle. Will the shortstop Vargas get there? He will not. It's a bloop single into center field for Wilbur Sanchez. He's on base for the first time today. A little grounder up the middle gets the Ballers a base runner. That'll send it to Wes Kath. One on, one out. Like an arm is getting loose out there for Carolina. Wes Kath digging in. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air, left center field. After it is Perez, the center fielder. He moves to his right. He'll make the grab in left center. Forward out number two. It's an F8 in the book for Wes Kath. 0 for 3 now on the day. 1 on, 2 down now for Colby Smelly, the DH. Smelly digs in, 1 for 2 on the day, and a single back in the fourth inning. One of just three Ballers base hits today. Pitch in there, 0-1 now on Colby Smelly. Decent lead at first for Sanchez, 0-1. Lower part of the zone, 0-2. Just a combined 5 hits between these two sides here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mudcats of two Ballers with three. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. Check swing. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire and Trey Jester. 1-2 count. There is an arm warming down the line for Carolina. Looks like it might be Fernando Holguin. Righty from Tijuana, Mexico. 1-2, grounded to short, making the play is Vargas on a backhand. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number three, and Corneal now through six innings of action, and we are through a grand total of six innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Scoreless ball game. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jefferson Caro, Jackson Chorio, Edward Perez due up in the order. Caro lifts the first pitch of the seventh inning into left field for a base knock and more. Headed for second on the play is Caro. He's going to stop at first, though, as that will be a single. What would normally be a double here with the wet conditions today is a single. Jefferson Caro leads things off, the third hit of the day for the Carolina Mudcats. It'll send it to Jackson Chorio, the DH. 103 on the bat of Jefferson Caro. Jackson Chorio will now dig in for the Carolina Mudcats. Chorio in tonight's ballgame, 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. First pitch, hard ground to the third. Westcath tries to make the play at third. He is a fair ball. Rolling now into the Mudcats bullpen. Headed for second is Chorio. It's going to be a two-bagger for Chorio. He reaches second safely. Headed to third on the play is Caro. That'll send it now to Edward Perez. Edward Perez, center fielder, will dig in. He's reached base twice today, reaching on an error and a single. Infield will now be forced to play in. 2-1, nobody out here in the seventh inning. Valle is on the bump, his second inning of action. He'll come set and deliver the pitch to Perez. Lifted high and foul. Major league pop-up in foul ground. Heads up here in the seating bowl section 107. It lands on the roof. Clear of Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 count on Perez. An error in the second and a single in the fifth inning. He made it to as much as third base back in the fifth. However, we do remain scoreless between these two sides. Infield in, runners at second and third. 0-1 count, nobody out. Valles will come set, 0-1. Grounder, fair ball down the right field line. It'll land in the padding out there near the berm. Scoring on the play will be Caro. Scoring the play is Chorio. Two runs come across the plate and Edward Perez. Now, with a two RBI single, it is a scoreless ball game, but no more. Perez is at second with a double. That does give the Mudcats a 2-0 lead here in the seventh. It'll send it now to Gene Carmona, the third baseman. Carmona will dig in. He's reached base once today with a walk. Mudcats take a 2-0 lead here in the seventh. Runner on second is Perez. Here's the pitch from Valles. Grounded foul. We'll do another one at 0-1. Jared Kelly now in line for a no decision after he goes the five innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Valles on the bump. Should the results hold, we'll get the loss. Now over the righty, Valles looking to change the tides. 0-1. Big swing and a miss on and off speed pitch. 0-2. Valles on the bump. Runner at second is Edward Perez. 0-2. In the dirt, picked out by Thornquist. Another one coming at 1-2 on Gene Carmona. Carmona entering today batting 207. He's got a homer and four RBIs, 26 punch-outs. He's 3-for-4 in stolen bases should he get on base here. 1-2 from Valles. Just a bit outside. Count now 2-2. On deck is Oswalionis, the left fielder. Mudcats taking a 2-0 lead here in the top of the seventh inning. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from Valles. Check swing the plate. Did he go around? No, says our infield umpire and Trey Jester. Count will run full. Full count on Carmona, former Baltimore Orioles prospect, now in the Brewers organization. Valles will come set the tall righty from Valencia, Venezuela. 3-2 pitch. Grounder to first base. DJ Gladney makes the play cleanly. He'll step on the bag for the first out of the seventh. Headed to third on the play, though, is Hedbert Perez. One out, runner on third for Oswald Leones. Leones will dig in 0-for-2 on the day with a flyout and a ground out. Here in the series finale at Adrian Elf Ballpark. Looks like Fernando Olguin still getting loose down the line for the Mudcats in relief of Alexander Corneal. Infield in with the runner at third base. Vaez will come set, first pitch. Hard liner foul and heads off the siding here at the ballpark and lands in the front row of section 108, it looks like. 109, actually. Good play made on the front row. 0-1 count. Sun's starting to peek through the clouds here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The rain has just about stopped. 0-1 lifted in the air. Foul down the left field line. 0-2 now. Jesus Trinos, first baseman on deck. Vaez still searching for his first strikeout. 0-2. Blooped into right center field, headed after it is Glass. He's not going to get there in time. Scoring the play will be Perez. It's a RBI single for Oswald Leones. The Mudcats now lead 3-0 here in the seventh inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Chirinos, the first baseman, will dig in. Chirinos on the day, 0-for-2, the strikeout and a lineout. We'll dig into face-off against Vaez for the first time today. Here's the pitch. Grounder to third, West Cath. Clean play to second for one. On to first, it is a inning-ending double play. 5-4-3 as Chirinos is out. He is now 0-for-3 on the day. Out at second is Oswald Leones on a 5-4 putout. That'll conclude the seventh inning, but the damage is done. Mudcats take a 3-0 lead. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the Ballers now find themselves in a bit of a hole, trailing 3-0 to the Carolina Mudcats here in the series finale. DJ Gladney will dig in. First pitch is in there. 0-1 now. Your count on DJ Gladney will be followed in the order by Andy Atwood and Benjamin Bailey. Pitch is delivered and swung on, fouled off. 1-1 now, 0-2 on a DJ Gladney. 0-2 count. New arm with the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 5'10", 180-pound righty. 21 years of age from Tijuana, Mexico. It is Fernando Olguin on the bump as Gladney will strike out to begin the seventh inning. It is his third punch out of the day. He is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts in today's ballgame. Andy Atwood, second baseman, will dig in. Andy Atwood will dig in against Fernando Olguin. Pitch upstairs. 1-0 count on Atwood. Olguin 1-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Making his 10th appearance on the year. 1-0 in there, 1-1. He did pitch back on July 8th. It was more recent. Pitched on Friday night. Why did I think it was July 4th? Cornhill did pitch on July 4th. 1-1. He hits Atwood in the back, and that will be a base runner for the Ballers here in the seventh inning. Hit by pitch, Andy Atwood on base for the second time today. That'll send it now to Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. Olguin back on Friday night, an inning in two-thirds, two hits, no runs, four strikeouts, no walks. Pretty solid outing from Olguin. Pitch to Bailey, fastball upper part of the zone, 0-1. Logan Glass, center fielder, awaiting on deck as the rain is starting to subside and the sun's starting to come out. 0-1 upstairs. Count now at 1-1. Bailey in today's ballgame, 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Olguin comes set, 1-1. Big swing and a miss from Bailey. 1-2 now the count. Logan Glass, center fielder, waiting on deck. Ballers and Mudcats doing business here. Bottom seven. Bad guys lead 3-0. 1-2. Fouled off by Bailey. Another one coming at 1-2. Couple other games, of course, going on in the inning here in this ballgame. Top six, Fredericksburg and Lynchburg. 5-0, Fred Nats in that one. Fayetteville and Down East doing business. Down East up 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning. 1-2, low and inside to Bailey now, 2-2. Bottom second, Charleston and Augusta have gotten underway. Runners on the corners, two down with Charleston at the plate. Swing and a miss on the 2-2 from Bailey for the second strikeout of the day for Fernando Olguin. So now runner on, two down for Logan Glass. That second game will get underway for the Green Jackets and the River Dogs after they finish up this first game that they're doing right now. Bottom second in that ball game. Logan Glass will dig in now. Two flyouts on the day. Pitch off the plate on and off speed. 1-0. Salem and Delmarva about set to go at 3:35 with a doubleheader up in Delmarva. Ballers will face off against the Salem Red Sox next week up at Haley Toyota Field. Glass cuts on the 1-0, fouls it off. Another one coming at 1-1. As for the Carolina Mudcats, they will get going with a new series against the Delmarva Shorebirds. 6 o'clock first pitch on Tuesday night over at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Pitch on the outside corner, just a bit outside according to our track man. 1-2 count now on Logan Glass, the center fielder. At first to be Andy Atwood reaching on a hit by pitch. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder on deck. 1-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. Logan Glass down on strikes. Olguin strikes out the side with a hit-by-pitch mixed in there as well. That will conclude the seventh inning of action. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the eighth headed your way. Mudcats lead 3-0 over the good guys, Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Thank you.
Jeremy Vargas will lead things off the top of the eighth inning. First pitch from Vaez is in there, just a little outside, according to our track man. 0-1 count now on Vargas. Mendez and Robbie follow in the order here, the top of the eighth inning. Pitch from Vaez on the outside part of the plate, but call a ball. 1-1 now your count. Vargas, Mendez, and Robbie here against Jesus Vaez. Top of the eighth inning, Mudcats lead 3-0. 1-1, lifted in the air, left center field. After it is Benjamin Bailey. He'll camp under it in, make the grab. Four out, number one. It's a F7 in the book. First out is commenced of the eighth inning. Vargas now 0-for-3 on the day. Mendez will now dig in the right fielder. Mendez with a single in the first inning, a strikeout in the fourth, and a ground out in the sixth. Mendez, the leadoff batter for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch from Vaez. Off speed in there. 0-1 count now. Vaez on the bump, his third inning of action. Here's the 0-1. Bit low and inside. 1-1 now. Vaez, 2 1/3, no strikeouts. He's sitting below 30 pitches on the day. 1-1. Just a bit outside. 2-1 count now on Mendez. Robbie, the second baseman, awaiting on deck, former Minnesota Golden Gopher. 2-1 from Vaez. Check swing the plate. He went around, says home plate umpire and Steve Craze. 2-2 now. Wind blowing in from left field here, top of the eighth inning. Mudcats lead 3-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-2. Grounded foul by Mendez. Another one coming at 2-2. It's a wet and dreary day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Super splash day. Just had our final super splash inning of the day. All kinds of water balloons, water guns, water hoses, you name it. If you don't like to get wet, this is not your day. Grounder to second base. Atwood deep in the hole makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number two. Grounder to second base. Andy Atwood makes the play. 4-3 put out of Mendez. Two outs now in the inning for Zach Robbie, the second baseman. Robbie will dig in, reaching on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. He has two flyouts as well in the fourth and sixth inning. Robbie still searching for his first home run on the year, batting 233 with about 20 RBI. First pitch from Vaez, lifted high and foul over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 your count on Robbie. Ballers winners of four straight. If the results hold, they will drop their first game since July 4th, but they have clinched a series victory over the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1. Grounder back to the mound. Vaez will field a fire and retire Zach Robbie for the third out of the eighth inning. 1-3 put out. Concludes matters. It's a 1-2-3 inning here. Top of the eighth inning. We'll send it now to the bottom half. Eighth inning, Ballers and Mudcats. Carolina leading 3-0. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 8-9-1, due up at the inning. Misael Gonzalez check swings on the first pitch. Weak grounder to first, making the play is Chirinos. Flips underhand to the covering Olguin over at first for the first out of the bottom of the eighth inning. Misael Gonzalez, one pitch, one out. 3-1 put out. That'll send it now to Nick Thornquist, the catcher. Bottom eight now, one down in the inning. Ballers trail the Mudcats 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the series finale between these two sides. Nick Thornquist, his first start on the week. We'll dig in to face off against the righty Fernando Olguin. First pitch inside corner. 0-1 count now on Thornquist. Wilbur Sanchez, top of the order, waiting on deck. 0-1 big swing and a miss from Thornquist. 0-2. Olguin in his third inning of action. He's got three punch outs on the day. 0-2, check swing of the plate. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire in Trey Jester. 1-2, now your count. Olguin trying to get some footing out there on the bump. Again, a wet and dreary day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitchers trying to find their footing on the bump. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nick Thornquist down on strikes for the second time today. Now 0-3 on the day. Two down now for Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop. Sanchez reached base back in the sixth inning with a single. 1-3 in total on the day with a ground out and a pop out as well. First pitch from Olguin in the dirt, picked out by the catcher, Caro. 1-0 now your count on Wilbur Sanchez. West Cath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Sanchez at the plate, 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air, right center field. That'll drop and might be trouble. Headed for first now, headed for second. Excuse me, he's going to just say it, never mind, yeet, back to first base. It is a one-out, two-out single for La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, he's got a multi-hit game today with two singles. Now that'll send West Cath to the plate. Wilbur Sanchez said, hold up, wait a minute, never mind. A little bloop single in the right center field. Sanchez at first, West Cath at the dish. First pitch just a bit outside, 1-0 count now. Cath 0-3 with two flyouts and a pop-out. Hasn't been quite the week West Cath's wanted at the dish. Quick check on the runner at first, not in town. Cath, a 19-year-old from Scottsdale, Arizona. Sixth overall prospect in the White Sox system. 1-0 weak grounder foul down the first baseline. We'll do another one at 1-1. Quite the line out there in center field for the water slide. We've got here for Super Splash Day, all the kids hanging out. Hopefully everyone brought those towels. We gave the towels away about 2 weeks ago here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hopefully you brought them back. You need them today. 1-1 from Olguin. Off speed, swung on, fouled off. We'll do another one at 1-2. Colby Smelly, DH awaiting on deck. 1-2 count, two down, bottom of the eighth. Mudcats are four outs away from victory. Bottom eight, here's the pitch. Just a bit outside on the 1-2, now 2-2. There is an arm warming down the line for Carolina. Looks like it is Miguel Guerrero getting loose down the line. I believe he pitched last night in relief of Junior Montero. 2-2. Upstairs, now count runs full on West Cath. Full count, two down, bottom eight. Ballers trail by three. They just need some sort of offense today. 3-2, swing and a miss, and they're going to say nope, foul tip. Looks like it actually bounced off of Cath's bat and off of the glove of Jefferson Caro as well. Foul tip. West Cath is staying alive. 3-2 count, two down. Sanchez will retreat back to first. Cath wiggling the bat over the left shoulder. 3-2 count, two down. Old Green sets on the bomb. Pitch delivered. Liner into left center field. That'll drop and be a base knock for West Cath. Headed for third is Wilbur Sanchez. He's in there safely. Ballers are now on the corners with two down. Back-to-back singles for the Ballers here in the inning. That'll send it to Colby Smelly, the DH. Colby Smelly will dig in. One for three on the day. He has a single back in the fourth inning. Tying run at the plate now for Kannapolis. Smelly wiggling the bat ever so slightly over the right shoulder. Pitch swung and missed on the first pitch. 0-1 count now. Decent leads at third and first. 0-1. A bit low and inside. 1-1 now on Smelly. Old Green sets. 1-1. Grounder just foul down the third baseline. Moves it now to 1-2. Super splash day here at Atrium Health Ballpark as time called at the plate. We'll have to await the 1-2. Whole bunch of kids running around, throwing water balloons at each other. Due to the wet grounds, no kids run the bases today, though. 1-2, grounded into right field for a base knock. Colby Smelly contributes with an RBI single. Headed to second is Kath. Scoring is Wilbur Sanchez, and the Ballers are now on the board. RBI single from the Big Cheese. Back-to-back-to-back singles here for Kannapolis. Ballers are racking up singles like a sign-up chart for speed dating. That'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. Two on and two out. Gladney, the first baseman, will dig in. He's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts on the ball game today. Again, two on, two out. Here's the pitch from Old Green. Hard grounder into left field, down into the corner. Headed for home is West Cath. Rounding second, headed for third is Smelly. He's going to stop there. It's a double for DJ Gladney. Ballers cut into the lead again. It's an RBI double for DJ Gladney. His first base knock of the day. Scoring is Cath on the 107-mile-an-hour exit velocity RBI double from DJ Gladney. Runners on second and third now. The tying run is at third. Go-ahead run is at second for Andy Atwood. Andy Atwood has already reached base twice today. He's got a hit by a pitch and a single. A base hit here would do a lot of good for the Ballers as now time called in. Victor Estevez is going to come out and have a chat. Looks like that is the end of the night for Fernando Old Green on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. We will take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Mudcats are four outs away from victory, but they'll have to change the pitcher as the Ballers are threatening here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 2 on, 2 out. Bottom of the 8th inning. New arm on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch inside to Andy Atwood. 1-0 is your count. New arm in the bump. 6'5", 216-pound righty. 21 years of age from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. It is Miguel Guerrero. He celebrates a birthday in 5 days. He'll be 22. 1-0 inside corner. 1-1. Now your count on Andy Atwood. Guerrero, 2-3 with a 7.03 ERA in 2022. He's actually recently sent down from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers down here to the Carolina Mudcats as Atwood puts a high drive into left field. Going back is the left fielder. It is out of here. 3-run blast for Andy Atwood, his third home run on the year. Ballers take the lead, 5-3. They put up a 5-spot here in the 8th inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a turn of events here in this 8th inning. The Ballers were shut out, and now they've put up 5 runs here in the ball game in just this 8th inning. 398 feet off the bat of Andy Atwood, 101-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Ballers lead 5-3 over the Carolina Mudcats. That'll send Benjamin Bailey to the plate. 1-1. First pitch to Bailey is lifted high and foul. 0-1 count. One is just a bit low to Bailey. Now 1-1. One count. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low, but it is in there. 1-2 count on Bailey. Guerrero, his third outing on the week against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He did pitch last night. 1-2, a bit low and outside. 2-2 now on Bailey. Guerrero entering today had pitched 3 1/3. He'd only given up 2 hits, no runs. It's a 2-2. Grounded to third, played by Carmona. He'll fire to first in time. 4 out, number 3, but oh my, is the damage done. Andy Atwood with a 3-run blast, giving the Ballers now a 5-3 lead. Jesus Valles and Kannapolis are 3 outs away from victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jefferson Caro, Jackson Chorio, and Hedbert Perez due up top of the 9th inning. It's the toughest part of the order for the Carolina Mudcats as Valles back onto the bump. First pitch, grounder to second base. What can't Andy Atwood do? He makes the play and fires to first. 4 out, number 1. 1 pitch, 1 out. 4-3 ground down here in the top of the 9th inning. Ballers are 2 outs away from victory. They lead 5-3 after putting up a 5-spot in the 8th inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Just the last 2 games alone, Kannapolis has put up 11 runs in the 8th inning of ball games. That's a wild stat to think about. Jackson Chorio will now dig in. The pitch is in there. 0-1 count now on the Brewers' number one prospect. Jesus Valles in his 4th inning of action looking to slam the door. Here's the pitch. Hard liner to third base. Westcath makes the play. That is out number two. It's an L5 in the book. Now two down. West Cath makes the nice grab. Mudcats down to their final batter of the game. Hedbert Perez, center fielder. Valles and the Ballers one out away from their fifth straight victory. Here's the pitch. Fly ball center field. Logan Glass trailing back. He's going to turn around a couple times, and that is your ball game. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 5-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It only took three pitches here in the ninth inning, but we already are victorious. Ballers win their fifth straight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The good guys win their fifth consecutive ball game over the Carolina Mudcats. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We're going to do a post-game show live here in the ballpark. Hope you're able to tune in and hang out with us here in the final post-game show of the homestand before the boys head off to Salem next week. Thank you for tuning in if you're not able to stick around, but we'll be right back. We're going to do a quick post-game show when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Trevor Willett, you didn't send it to me up here in the broadcast booth, Atrium Health Ballpark, dude. Hey, thanks, guy. Trevor Willett, thanks for sending it up here, broadcast booth, Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win their fifth consecutive victory here over the Carolina Mudcats this week. Ballers pick up a huge victory here, and the Ballers are now in great pace here in the second half of the Carolina League action in the South Division. We'll have to see how the game shapes up tonight, but we could potentially be tied for first place, could the Kannapolis Cannonballers with the Columbia Fireflies here in the second half of action in the Carolina League. Ballers come out victorious tonight, 5-3 after a 5-run eighth inning. Ballers put up 11 total runs in the last two games in just the eighth inning alone. The eighth inning seems to be where the Ballers seem to click. Ballers win in the fastest game at Atrium Health Ballpark this not just this week, but all of Atrium Health Ballpark history. We've seen the two fastest games of the entire history of the ballpark this week. We had a two-hour game the other night. Today we have an hour and 57 minutes. We literally eclipsed the two-hour mark just shy, the shortest game at Atrium Health Ballpark history. But we appreciate everyone here at the ballpark hanging out and having a blast with us here on this very wet Super Splash Day at the ballpark. We'll take a peek at some of the notable performances for both sides before we send you on your merry way. 2-for-4 day for Wilbur Sanchez. 1-for-4 day for West Cath. One is a 2-for-4 day for Colby Smelly with one RBI. DJ Gladney, 1-for-4 with an RBI. All of these coming in the eighth inning, by the way. And then how about the star of the game for the second day in a row, Andy Atwood, 2-for-3 with three RBIs. That big three-run blast into left field, giving Kannapolis the lead and helping hold it down out there on the Atrium Health Ballpark playing surface. How about Andy Atwood, 2-for-3 with three RBIs. On the other side, Ballers only used two pitchers today. Good day on the bump for Jared Kelly. Five innings of shutout baseball. Two hits, one walk, and two punchouts. Not a super high strikeout day. It's the only two punchouts on the day for the Ballers pitching staff. Jared Kelly picking up two punchouts in five innings. Jesus Valles gets the win today. Four innings, four hits, three runs all earned. No walks, no punchouts, but Ballers come out victorious despite the three runs allowed in the seventh inning by the Ballers pitching staff and Jesus Valles. Ballers come back and get five runs in that eighth inning off of Miguel Guerrero. For the other side, Carolina Mudcats, 1-for-4 day for Mendez, 1-for-4 day for Jefferson Caro. The Brewers' number one prospect, Jackson Jorio, 1-for-4. They run scored in today's ballgame. The only multi-hit performance for the Mudcats is Perez, 2-for-4 with two RBIs. He does produce a multi-hit game with two RBIs. Other than that, 1-for-3 day with an RBI for Oswald Leonis, the left fielder for the Carolina Mudcats. Starter Cornell, six innings of shutout baseball, three hits, no walks, and five strikeouts for the righty Alexander Cornell. Olguin gets the loss today, 1-2 with a 1.2, 1 2/3 innings pitch in today's ballgame. Four runs on four hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. Guerrero gives up the home run from Andy Atwood. The runs, although, go to Olguin. 1/3 of an inning for Guerrero. One hit, one run, no walks, and no strikeouts. Ballers on top, baby. Ballers win in a 1A of Graham. This was 5-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They come from behind and clinch victory over the Carolina Mudcats in the fastest game at Atrium Health Ballpark ever at 1 hour and 57 minutes of action. We've set two records this week, both a 2 hour game and a 1 hour and 57 minute game. That pitch clock coming in clutch for the Ballers out on the path. And big shout out, of course, to Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, and his entire crew for getting the ball game underway today. Of course, all of the weather in the area. Big shout out to Tim for helping us get the field ready to go here in today's ball game, and his entire crew as well for helping out and helping us get this ball game going. Ended up being a great one. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win five in a row. They win 5-3 today. We'll do it again on Tuesday. The Ballers will head to Salem, Virginia for the first time in franchise history. They'll go up for a six-game set with the low-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, the Salem Red Sox. As for the Carolina Mudcats, they'll head home and play a six-game set at home at Five County Stadium with the Delmarva Shorebirds out of the Baltimore Orioles organization. Appreciate everyone hanging out and having a blast with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Please drive safe. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Dan Helody up here in the press box saying thanks as always, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. 5-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still plenty of baseball left. We'll see if we end up tied for first place by the end of tonight's action. Until next time, we'll see you soon. Be back for sure Friday, July 22nd against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We've got a little three-game set with Fayetteville coming on your way, and then a six-gamer with the Columbia Fireflies with that Hawaiian shirt giveaway ending the homestand in the July 31st 1 o'clock first pitch ball game. Until then, we'll see you soon. Thanks for coming out, and thanks for tuning in. Have a great one, and enjoy the rest of your day.